Good evening, everyone. Yep, that's Rockin' the Suburbs by Ben Folds. That's kind of like what Jeff and I do every single week. We rock the suburbs, we rock the city, we rock...
Cuyahoga County? We rock Cuyahoga every week.
The new form of Cuyahoga County government we rock?
We rock the county executive every week.
Yes, yes. Jeff, your mic's not on. Oh, now you're on. Wait. I always do that to Jeff. We never do well with you and the intro.
It's never gone right.
Jeff's always an afterthought to what we do here. So
thank you.
I apologize for that. Hey everyone, welcome to a radio show with Jeff and Jeremy. This is episode number nine for Monday, October 11, 2010. Now normally we've done Sundays for most of our episodes.
Right.
And we've done Sundays for most of our episodes, but lately we've been doing the Monday night, you know, kind of because of the Brown season, because you've been participating in tailgates, as have I.
Yes.
And, you know, but we've kind of been wondering whether or not it's better to do a Monday night at 7:30 show or a Sunday morning at 11 a.m. show.
I'm changing now. I'm a Monday night guy, Jeremy.
Really?
I feel like we're a little more alert tonight.
You think so?
We're bringing more to the table. Sunday mornings, we talked last week, maybe a little hungover, a little tired, getting yourself out of bed to get this show going. But Monday night, man, worst day of the week is over. We're pumped up. We got a lot going on, a lot to talk about. I vote Mondays here on out. And the chat room has been responding particularly well on Monday night.
They have. Not as much tonight. But
not as much tonight.
if you want to chat live with us, we get more people to download the podcast because obviously you can download the podcast at radioshowonline.com and listen anytime you want. But if you're listening live, that's when you get the chance to jump into the chat room.
Interact with us.
You can interact with us. You can interact with other listeners. And, you know, it makes the show more interactive.
Yes, we can't say the word interact enough when we talk about the chat room.
For lack of a better word.
But I will say this. I was with a friend this weekend, and she said she likes to listen to our show on the way to work on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
So I said, well, that's a great – she goes, Tuesday's a great morning for me now.
There you go.
Yeah.
She used to hate Tuesday mornings, but now she loves it.
She embraces Tuesday mornings. Wow, you got some breaking news on the sheet there. I do have some breaking news.
David Arquette and Courtney Cox have apparently broken up.
Now, I always thought he was a little strange.
Yeah.
You remember she was all about, now this is probably scary that I know this, but yeah. I just remember she was all about having a kid. She was like 40 when she decided she wants to have a kid.
Yeah.
And I feel like he happened to walk in the same room as her when she was going through that, you know, really need a kid right now. And he was like, right place, right time. Like, you're a guy, let's have a kid.
Like, she's out with her friends and she's just complaining about not having a guy because she wants to have kids. And she's like, well, the next guy that walks in that door, I'm gonna marry and have a child with. And here comes David Arquette.
Yeah, it seems like that's how it went. But
that's still shocking. Wow, unbelievable.
Yeah. So I guess the story behind the story is that pictures have surfaced of him and Jasmine Waltz.
Now, I'm proud to say I don't know who that Jasmine Waltz is.
That's
I've never
the
heard
girl
of that.
Who punched Lindsay Lohan.
I don't know what that means either.
I don't know. I don't pretend I know the news. I just relay it.
Wow. But that is breaking news. That's so hopefully right our now. Listeners, that's shocking to them. We should give them a minute to maybe regroup.
On this Columbus Day.
Of all days. Why wouldn't they wait till after Columbus Day to announce that? Talk about disrespect.
Did you have to work today?
You know, I do. We don't get these faux holidays. Faux. We don't get the faux holidays off.
No faux for yo.
No faux for me.
For you.
Doesn't really rhyme.
No.
But now, how is your new employer, Rosetta? How do they do they honor Columbus and all that he did?
No. No.
That's insulting to me.
And actually, the way that I normally kind of go to my office, I normally cut through the PNC Bank, but I couldn't today because banks are closed, all kind of government. Because we know that the government just works way too hard. And they need as many days off.
9:30 to 4:30, yeah.
They need as many days off as possible.
Yep, they need a break. And it's unbelievable. Yeah, it was pretty quiet around town, though. You didn't notice the difference today. But yeah, I work all those days. We get the Thanksgiving, Christmases type things. That's about it.
Yeah, same here. Same here. The typical stuff. So, Jeff, last episode, episode 8, if you will.
Yes, for those of you who are counting at home.
Yes, you were talking about the fact that you hadn't had a drink in about 12 hours.
I believe I was bragging. Was it talking or I think I was boasting?
Okay, I mean, I wasn't going to say it. I wasn't going to call you out. But yeah, you were kind of boasting, kind of bragging that you hadn't had a beverage. I believe the story was you went out tailgating the Sunday before and you were talking about, oh, it was so great. You basically had control over your friends. You were like the puppet master.
I was, which I've always wanted to be. I like to be above everyone, in control.
And they were, your puppets.
Yeah.
So, how is this new sobriety of yours going?
Well, I'm still a puppet master.
Okay.
Good. Just to start that off, that's my baseline.
Right.
I'm still puppeteering very well on these Browns games. I did indulge in a couple of drinks. So that whole stretch, I'm you know, I'm nothing if not honest. I'm going to be come out clean. I did go 5 days. Actually, I went 8 days without a drop of alcohol while I was on my medication.
Oh, well, that's good reason, I guess. You had that motivation there.
Yeah, there was motivation. I was very proud of myself. And then I was ready to come off the medication, get back into, really kind of get back into society, to blend back into society.
Yeah.
I did it one step at a time and still socially drinking.
Yeah.
A couple beers. But no, I had a great time with the Browns game and the events before and afterwards yesterday, but just no more than one or two beers per event, and still got to feel above everyone, that I was in complete control.
And, well, good.
Yeah, so really it's more of that that's really driving this, that control.
I'm glad that you felt superior to the drunk people out there.
Believe me, it was hilarious because I ended up, went to the game, and then afterwards we're at Map Room for a while. And then the roof of Velvet Dog, what a great night to be on the roof of Velvet Dog.
But is the roof of Velvet Dog a good place to be sober?
Well, that was interesting. Well, this is particularly after a day of drinking, everyone, all these Browns people were there. It was about 8 o'clock at night, I would say, maybe even 7. And just unbelievable. I saw some friends I haven't seen in a while, and they come up, you know, hugging me, and a little more over emotional than I expected. But they had been drinking all day, and it was just, I had two beers immediately put in front of me.
Nice.
Didn't really know where they came from, but there were just beers moving around, and it was exactly what you would think after 9 hours of drinking in the sun.
Huh.
So it was getting great, like from a, I don't know, I guess from a psychological standpoint, it was fantastic just to watch it all going on. Yeah, I really want to do a study. I want to get everyone in a big tank with like props and wheels.
Like a fish tank?
Like gerbils. Like a tank where they can get exercise.
Yeah.
And just watch everyone after 9 hours of drinking, because it's fascinating. I mean, people are buying beers. I don't even know. One guy comes to me and goes, oh, would you believe that Browns? He was so pissed and he gave me a beer.
Yeah. Well, we could make that happen. Maybe that should be the radio show with Jeff and
Jeremy. Wait, the powerhouse is going to be an aquarium. Do you think before we do that, they can let me do a tank with people in it?
Like before they fill it up with water?
We'll put people in and have them drink all day.
Yeah.
Actually, we'll take people from the Browns game and we'll lift them over to the new powerhouse aquarium.
We should write a letter to Dick Jacobs since he's writing this.
Are there ethics with that?
Dear sirs, no. I mean, I'm not saying that we should kidnap them against their will.
Well, I'm saying we should.
What you're saying?
Yeah, I'm saying. Because, Jeremy, we need the experiment to be legitimate. People volunteer for it. I'm going to suspect they have strange motives. I don't want people with motives. I want them kidnapped and delivered to the aquarium tank and put in there for a study period.
So here's what you're proposing. So the powerhouse is going to become an aquarium.
Eventually.
So once it's gone through all its renovations, just before they put the water in.
Yes.
You want to kidnap, how many people are you thinking?
I want 100 people from the dog pound at a Browns game after they've been drinking all day in that aquarium.
Round them up.
Yes.
Put them in there. So they're already drunk.
And there's going to be a DJ, and there's going to be, I'm going to put the roof of Velvet Dog into the aquarium for about a day.
And there'll be an orca whale in there.
There'll be an orca whale that just was beached. We're going to put everyone in there, Velvet Dog, and they can't leave though.
Wait, in Velvet Dog?
Well, Velvet Dog is going to be in the aquarium.
Oh, okay.
They'll think they're at Velvet Dog, but they're really
in an aquarium.
With cameras and recording instruments monitoring their moves.
I would pay to see that.
It's just fascinating. It just makes me feel so happy when I got home last night. Because it's a 12-hour day when you do these Browns games and you do it the right way. When I got home last night, my senses were with me. I felt good. I was in control. It was a great day, but I wasn't, you know, slamming into things and passing out. It was really a nice feeling.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm glad.
I'm sure my fan would be very proud the way I just described that.
Your fan?
My family.
Oh.
And my fan. And
your fan.
Fan, I know you like that fan.
He's out there. Keep going, Jeff. Well, hey, speaking of fans, you know, a lot of our fans are you know, they tune to the show every week and they get really excited about new segments. You know, we got a very positive response from the Modern Marvels segment.
Modern Marvels. I mean, people are writing in about that. Even though it's been, we've done three Modern Marvels, I believe.
Yes.
Three. People are still writing about it. They want to know what's this week's Modern Marvel.
Right.
And they said, how long can you string this along?
About three.
Some people said, is it over? I said, no, it's not over.
Yeah. Well, we want to tease a new segment here. It's called Music Penetration with Jeff and Jeremy.
I love it.
And it's coming up in a little bit.
I love it. Let's just leave it at that.
So you have to tune in.
Music penetration.
All right. But anyway, back to weekend. So yeah, you were mentioning the Browns game Sunday. So me Friday night after work, you know, trying to still bond with my new coworkers. So one of my coworkers was leaving for another job. So we had a like a going away happy hour for him. Was there a weird beep that just happened?
Okay. Minor ears.
Okay. we went to went out to Corner Alley. They have a really good happy hour Corner Alley at East 4th and Euclid. So I hung out there for a couple hours. Saturday, Jen and I went to Amp 150. Have you been to Amp 150 yet?
I was there once on St. Patrick's Day. That's one of those bars when you're going from like the flats to Warehouse, or actually when you're going from the East 4th District to Warehouse, you go right through there, I believe, around there.
No, Amp 150?
Isn't that downtown like by Tower City?
No.
And then I've not been there.
Okay. That, you think you're, I think you're thinking of Tower 230.
I am, actually.
It's something and a number.
Word numbers must be one bar.
Yeah.
No, I'm not in there.
No. Amp 150 is in the Marriott at West 150th and I-71.
Oh, my.
Which you wouldn't normally think of like, ooh, that would be a great place to go for food.
I had lunch there.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay. So you have been there before.
Apparently I have.
But they do a lot of stuff with, they really focus on a seasonal menu that changes with the season. So they had lots of squash and pumpkin based type, you know, things this time around.
Gourd based?
The gourd group, the gourd food group.
All your gourds are represented?
Yeah, I had the two, you know, the Surgeon General recommends 2.5 servings of gourd.
Every October, every day in October.
Yeah. So I had my servings there. But just, it was amazing.
Highly
recommend. It was one of those things where we went and we had like a couple different samplings. So we had like a spaghetti squash, and then we had like a baked cauliflower and beet and garlic.
Doesn't sound so good.
It was awesome.
Really?
Yeah. Are you, unless you don't like vegetables.
No, I guess you can saute anything, and if you saute it in the right mix, it's going
to
be good.
It was amazing.
But that is a bit of a drive, so it's worth the drive down the highway to go there.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, you know, because downtown there's lots of good places around here, so we don't normally kind of venture out, and there's nothing really around. It's like, oh, well, then we'll walk by the airport. I mean, there's nothing
there's
out
there.
There's
literally nothing there.
So,
did you go to the airport after?
Yeah, stop by the airport, watch the planes.
Do a little loop?
Yeah. So it is definitely worth the drive, West 150th. And then we went to Velvet Tango Room after that.
Okay.
Which you have been to.
Oh, yeah, one of my favorite places.
So I've heard they've had, I've been hearing that they have, like, the best amaretto sour in the world there. And when I first started drinking, when I was 21, that was, like, my favorite drink. I was, like, an amaretto sour guy. And so
is there such a thing?
Yeah, that was me.
That was you.
I was the amaretto sour guy. So I'm like, I have to try this amaretto sour. Everything's fresh. They don't use like a mix. I mean, they use actual egg whites for the foam, and they crack the eggs. Yeah. They do like everything. Now it's $15 for an amaretto sour, but it's amazing.
So you could say if anything's worth $15, any drink, that would be the drink that's almost worth it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, really, I wanted to have another one,
yeah.
But I thought, you know, at this point, like, our drinks are going to be more than our dinner was.
It gets expensive. I was there for the start of a bachelor party, and the bachelor's dad was there. Never been there before. He wanted to buy some drinks for us. There's probably maybe 9 guys there.
Yeah.
He bought a round, and then I'm looking around kind of at Steve the Bachelor, and I said, does he know, you know, this is not going to be like $40 for the round.
Right.
And then he wanted to buy another round, and I almost jumped on him. And I said, no, thank you, sir. We appreciate what you've done. We can't let you buy anymore.
Yeah.
And then I think you saw the bill. He was grateful they didn't buy that second round.
Yeah. No,
but it's a great place to hit, man, just for a special occasion.
Yeah, I mean, if you want, like, high-quality mixed drinks,
yep,
you go. And they just know their alcohol. It's amazing. But it's not where you would go after the dog pound. After pounding beers all day, you don't want to go to Velvet Tango.
Yeah, no, you're not going to appreciate it.
You
very
won't
much.
Appreciate it.
And you'll spend quite a bit of money.
But if you want to impress someone.
Well, that leads us, we'll talk about a poll question later about a first date. But that would not be a good first date, I would say, because first of all, it's too expensive, and it might set the wrong tone for a first date. Don't you think a little bit? Like, this is how I usually go out.
Right, because you have, unless that's your only date, unless you're just planning to close the
deal. You're going to crash and burn that night and
right.
just do a one-night thing.
Never see this person. It's like, I'm just going to go, I'm going to wear a top hat and a limo and take her out and then never speak to her again.
It'll be the night she'll never forget and we'll never see each other again.
Then that's actually an awesome
That's not a bad idea, actually. Yeah. Can we sponsor a contest? Maybe a chat room couple, another chat room couple. You know, we give them a night.
Yeah, yeah. I think that'll be good.
That's a good idea. Well, was that Saturday night or Friday night?
That was Saturday. Okay. That was Saturday. You know, Friday I did the happy hour, but.
Because my Saturday, I was, you know, I'm nothing if not a giver of.
I thought you were nothing but if not honest.
I'm honest, but I also, you know what I enjoy doing more than anything else?
What?
You're like, I'm going with this? Giving back to the community. Yeah. I'm never happier when I'm giving back.
I've heard that about you.
So I was able Saturday night to give back. I had an opportunity. I was approached by my sister who said, would you like, can we count on your support for giving back to the community? She goes, I'm not even going to ask.
Is that how she phrased
it? That's how she phrased it. She goes, I know how you feel about giving back to the community. Uh-huh. So it just implied, were you available? I'm like, I want to help. Of course I'll give back to the community. So we were out Saturday night. My whole family went out. We had about 12 people for the Community Land Trust of Greater Cleveland. Great charity. They promote basically secure and stable home ownership for lower income families in the city of Cleveland.
So like me.
Like you. Actually, I thought I saw you. We gave a check to you afterwards, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. I appreciate
should
your
Should I just give you the money right here?
Yeah, could you?
Yeah.
Could you, I'll just sign over my mortgage check.
We could forego all the formalities of the actual benefit. Just give you money right here.
That's right. I'll do a little dance or make you an appetizer.
But yeah, it was a great cause, so I was able to do that Saturday. Was glad to help out. My sister is fantastic with those types of organizations. So awesome. Good turnout. They raised a lot of money, and it does a lot of good. And actually, I think this is something that should be kind of footprinted nationally. They really work to, I mentioned earlier, secure and stable home ownership. Particularly the stable part, they really work to help people avoid foreclosures by helping them with their credit situation, helping them with cash flow, with their bills, and really working to get people more responsible with whatever they make. You don't need to make a lot of money, but whatever you do make, they help you be more responsible with it. So I think that if that was multiplied around the country and used in different areas, that could really help the foreclosure situation out.
Yeah, because once you can't pay your mortgage, and if your home goes into foreclosure, then that starts to kind of have like a ripple effect on the whole neighborhood.
So. Yep, it really does. So great cause, great organization. So Community Land Trust of Greater Cleveland.
I kind of feel like I'm making a difference by just talking about this.
You do. You feel like you've done something good today, don't you?
Yes.
Look at you. You're very proud.
Maybe our fan will go donate now.
Fan. Go donate. Fan. And that was just after we had an amazing win by my football team.
What if we really have a fan? And he's like Vietnamese and his name is Phan. Like P-H-A-N. Yeah. And he's like.
Oh my God.
I don't want to do it. Go ahead.
Phan. That would be great. I'd just take a fan. I would just take an F-A-N at this point. Wouldn't you? A real F-A-N?
I would take an F-A-N, a P-H-A-N. I don't really care how you spell it.
But before that, we did win our first football win of the season for team bye week.
I heard my brother wasn't there.
He wasn't there. Might be a correlation. Might not be. We're not sure. But a great win. We went into that knowing it was a must win if there ever was a must win. So really, Saturday was a fantastic day, and Friday was out in Rocky River at my favorite place, Market, and River Wine Bar.
It's such a weird name for a place.
Not the Market. Call it the Market. It's like that's like the Facebook. It's Market Facebook Market.
So Market used to be called the Market.
No, don't call it the Market.
The Market wanted to screw out one of the co-founders.
Exactly. There's going to be a movie about it.
That's a the Facebook joke.
We have a poll question about Mark Zuckerberg.
By the way, Social Network, 2 weekends in a row now, number one.
Unbelievable. It looks really boring to me, but everyone who sees it likes it.
Well, you don't like technology.
No, I frown on it.
Yeah, yeah. That's something that you hate.
Except for our podcast that can help us.
Right, right. But you don't subscribe to this podcast or get this podcast.
What's a podcast?
Exactly. Jeff's like, ooh, the screen's lit up. Jeff doesn't even know that people could actually listen to this show.
Is this thing even on?
He just thinks that I just come over every week and we just talk.
It's just so much more fun. We have the computer up and microphones.
Yeah, yeah.
We see much more importance.
He's like, we just pretend we do a show.
It really matters now what we're doing.
We just pretend we do a show, which really isn't too far from the truth.
No, we're just above that.
Yeah.
Or below it.
Hey, the Plain Dealer this past Friday came out with a list of the top 50 happy hours in Cleveland. And actually, if you go to our Facebook page, so if you go to radioshowonline.com and then you can click on the whole find us on Facebook thing, that's how you get to our Facebook page, and you can see the link there. But it's pretty cool, actually. There's there's lots of good places to go out, so you should check out that list. There's 50 of them, so we can't really go through.
So they do them alphabetically. I was hoping they would rank them. I wanted a ranking.
Yeah, yeah. There is a top 10 gallery, so you can do the top 10, which ranks it a little bit more.
Okay.
Pop-ups.
I haven't heard of some of these places. Now, Don's Lighthouse is surprising. I feel like that's a little more for the elderly among us.
Well, we don't want to discriminate. Now, Pier W is a place that I've heard has an awesome happy hour.
Okay.
So that is still one that I want to hook up.
I haven't heard of half of these, actually. Oh, Lockkeepers is a great restaurant. I've never thought of it for happy hour.
Yeah, Lockkeepers. Lolita, of course, here in Tremont. That's they have an awesome happy hour. They like an after-work happy hour, and then they have like a late-night happy hour as well.
What's Felice?
Felice is in like the Larchmere neighborhood. They have a really awesome patio.
Is that near East Side? I don't know where that is.
Yeah, it's like East Side of Cleveland by
like Shaker? Towards Shaker Square?
Yeah, towards Shaker Square. Okay. Over in that area. By like Boulevard Blue.
Oh,
it's not called
yeah.
Boulevard Blue anymore. It's called something else. But
okay.
So Palabar, Parallax, Metro Bar and Kitchen downtown.
Now Metro Bar and Kitchen, I always forget about that place since it reopened. You know, and that's supposed to be a great place, but I keep thinking it's closed because what it used to be there. I used to go to the old place.
Used to be Metropolitan.
I used to go to Metropolitan, and now this Metro place I always forget about. But
yeah, some people are upset because Metro is not open for lunch, and Metropolitan was really big for lunch.
Lunch crowd, yeah.
And Metro Bar and Kitchen is not open for lunch. They do have awesome alcoholic milkshakes there, though.
Yeah, you were saying that, and
yeah.
I never heard of that until you mentioned that before.
Yeah.
Tell people about this. I've never heard of it. Maybe other people
have. It's just milkshakes with alcohol. So they have like a birthday cake, and it would be, you know, like a regular milkshake would be, but then they have like a couple shots of, you know, amaretto or some liqueur in it.
And it tastes pretty good. That does
and
sound
it'll,
great.
It'll get you tipsy, and it's delicious. So, yeah, so check that out on our Facebook page. Thanks to the Plain Dealer, we got to give them some credit.
But
for
it is funny. I feel like happy hour is always the dominant theme of our shows, and now we have a list.
Yes, now we have a list to go to. We should try to go to all 50.
That's a good goal this weekend.
This weekend.
What a roller coaster ride it would be. But that parlays. I'm going to keep transitioning. So
okay,
did such a good job.
That's how we. That's what we do. See, I set you up, and then you
and I drop the ball.
Hit the foot.
Cleveland Beer Week.
Cleveland Beer Week.
Which, now, did you know this? Was this a first annual or was this last year? I'd never heard of this before.
This is the second annual. Second annual Cleveland Beer Week takes place October 15th through the 23rd. There's also a link to that.
Did you participate last year at all?
You know, I don't think I mean, I drank beer. But,
just
but
on
I,
your own?
Yeah,
you had your
just
own
on
beer
my
week?
Own. I mean, I had my own beer week at home. Yeah.
I'm just looking at this thing here. Who's involved? There's actually another website.
You didn't read the details before you wanted to start talking
Well,
about
there's
it.
A beersnobs.org/contest. It's a homebrew competition for the home brewers.
Oh, okay.
You ever get into that? I have a friend. My friend who lives out in Los Angeles is a big home brewer. Likes to brew his own beer. He's actually even brewed mead. The old drink mead.
Oh, yeah. Supposedly sweeter, like a honey.
It's honeyer taste, but it takes like 5 months to ferment, I believe, or whatever the process is called.
Huh.
But he's actually brewed mead, which is an unbelievable drink. But yeah.
There's a place called the Brew Kettle in Strongsville, down 71, right off on Pearl. And that's like you can go and like brew your own beer, and it's like a big group thing. And you get, but see, you can't brew like, you know, a six pack on your own. I mean, you brew your own, it's like you get like a whole keg. So
yeah.
You have this beer, like you better not screw up because you're going to have a lot
yeah.
of this beer.
You're going to live with it for months.
For the rest of the year. Or, you know, drink it in a day.
So Beer Week will hopefully be out and about. Beer Week, 8 days. There's basically specials all over, different restaurants, bars. So go to the website we posted and it'll show you what places have what deals. But a great way to sample different bars and try different beers around town on the cheap.
Yeah, so that starts this Friday.
15th is Friday, yeah. So it goes Friday through the next weekend.
Boom, ba boom, ba boom. Nice. All right, you know, something else I wanted to mention also coming up this weekend is Saturday night, the 12 Hours of Terror at the Capitol Theater, which is at West 65th in Detroit. So they're doing a 7-movie, like, scary movie marathon, which I thought was kind of a cool thing. They have so they're doing Nightmare on Elm Street, Night of the Creeps, Splinter, just all these like crazy, you know, B movie horror movies, The Dead Matter, The Devil's Rejects. So it's going all night from like I think it's like from 10:00 p.m. Saturday night all the way through like 10 a.m. Sunday morning. So they're doing 7 movies in a row.
Wow.
And you can go and pay like one price and do an all-night thing. And it's pretty cool. The Cleveland Leader had a post about it. and I'm going to post that on our Facebook page right now. We got a lot of links.
We got all links, but I'm amazed. I'm impressed and amazed that the city has so many different things going on around town about Halloween or Halloween-related events. It's really cool.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I've always loved Halloween. You know, yeah. I've been a big Halloween fan. So, yeah, lots of things going on. So, sure, check out RadioShowOnline.com and jump in the chat room. We'd love to hear from you because we want to make this show what you guys want to hear about. And, you know, not just come up with our own stuff, but we will right now. This new segment that we like to call Music Penetration with Jeff and Jeremy.
I'm really excited about this. I'm all pretty happy.
I walk in the door and you were like pumped. You're like, Jeremy, I got a great idea. And that's when I know something exciting is about to happen.
Because usually I try and downplay things. I usually think nothing's ever going to work out. I usually assume failure with my ideas for the radio show.
Right. As do most people.
As do people who have listened. No, Jeremy. That stops here. That stops tonight.
The failure stops here.
The failure ends right now. 7:56 Monday night. We're going to start Music Penetration with Jeff and Jeremy.
We should have a theme song, but we don't have an intern to do a theme song. By the way, I hate to interrupt. We did, you know, we were talking about somebody to do a logo. We did have somebody submit us a logo.
We did.
Which we've put up on the Facebook page for you to look at and judge. It's cool. I only have one issue.
Yes.
That she got the name of our show.
I know. Yeah. Her heart was in the right place.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
And this background of Cleveland with a huge antenna. That's like the Tremont Attic under that antenna.
Right. I mean, very cool. I like the black and white theme.
Yeah.
The
Jeff and Jeremy. What if we just changed the name to match the logo?
We should.
We could just.
I mean, if somebody
that.
Took the time to make a logo, maybe we should just make a name.
We will update one or the other so it's consistent. We need a unified message, Jeremy. We need the logo and the name to match.
It was between Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy initially or Two Jerks and a Microphone. We were kind of going back and forth between those.
And I could go either way on that. But the logo looks great.
But anyway, back to Music Penetration with Jeff and
Jeremy. Music Penetration, a new segment. We'll do this every week. We're going to pick a song and we're going to go through the lyrics and try and understand the song without the music.
All right. Put this here. So we got. Are we going back and forth?
Well, we're going to kind of wing it, which is something new for us.
So let me get this straight. So we take a song.
Yes.
And we go through the lyrics. We don't sing it.
We don't sing it.
But we speak the lyrics.
We speak the lyrics. And we try and understand, because all songs you would think there's some sort of story or theme going on in these songs.
Yeah.
So we're going to, for the listeners, we're going to decode these songs. Because you hear a song on the radio, you're driving to work, you like the beat, you like the rhythm. I know I've definitely danced a little bit in my car while I'm driving. You know, sometimes the music just takes over.
Right.
That happens to me every commute. But you know, you lose sight of the words when that happens. So right. We're going to bring everyone back to reality and bring them back to the meaning of these songs.
Back to the lyrics.
These songs that we love so much. Yes. I know I love Usher.
All right.
So I saw this song. This song inspired the whole idea of Music Penetration.
Okay.
I heard
so
some
this
lyrics.
This is Usher.
DJ.
Got us.
Should we do it together?
Yeah, sure. Usher.
DJ got us falling in love. Lyrics.
Well, that's lyrics isn't in the title.
For us, it is.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, here we go. So we all know the song. Now listen to the words. Maybe you can hear it when we're done.
Okay.
Actually, after the show's over, of course. First line. So we back in the club.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So obviously they've been.
Do we do line by line?
Okay. So we back in the club, which means they've been there before.
Right.
Okay.
So maybe they left the club and now they're back. Okay.
Maybe they had dinner, some errands. So we're back in the club.
Some errands.
And then next line is, get that body's rocking from side to side, parentheses, side to side.
I would think that it would be the body's rocking or get that body's.
Get that body's. But see, I would think it would be the get that body, but they want maybe both their bodies. Their goal is to
He's speaking to her. He's telling her, get that body's. Maybe there's a couple bodies.
So I think he means both of them. He's saying both of our bodies need to be rocking. And
I think he wants
you think
multiple,
her body?
Multiple women.
Oh, okay.
Because he's Usher. He's trying to mac out.
Would he be
women.
In the middle of them rocking? Like, is he going to rock?
That's kind of the gangster style. That's how they
so
do
he
it.
Does not rock.
Is Usher gangster?
I don't think he's gangster. But okay. I don't know if he rocks side to side or if he wants them to rock side to side.
Yeah, that's unclear.
Well,
but they're rocking either way.
I bet you he's going to explain it later. Next line. I'll step to a next line. Okay. If you hear me talking, it's a new line. Thank God the week is done. And you know what? Nothing like on a Friday afternoon.
TGIF, yeah.
If it's a Friday, I get girls and I say, we're going to get those bodies. We're going to rock side to side.
Right. Maybe after going to the Velvet Tango Roof.
That's
going to
be about 6 o'clock on a Friday.
Now you're on the Velvet Dog Roof.
Thank God the week is done. I feel like a zombie gone back to life. Now that means that, let's see, he feels like a zombie. So he was dead, but now the music and the side-to-side action has got him back to life?
It's an interesting simile.
Yeah.
With, isn't that a simile? If you use the word like, it's a simile and not a
simile.
Metaphor.
Yeah, I think that is right.
Okay.
Hands up, and suddenly we all got our hands up. Okay, so I get that. Like, right. Someone puts their hands
so
up,
everyone got their
then
hands
everyone
in
puts
the air.
Their hands up.
It's kind of like you when you're at the map room sober, and you're the puppet master, and you put your hands up.
Everyone
and
puts their hands up.
All your drunk friends follow you.
No control of my body. I mean, we've all been there.
Yeah.
Ain't I seen you before?
Now, this is where I'm confused.
Uh-huh.
Because in the beginning, he says, so we back in the club.
Right.
Like they were just there.
They had to leave and they're back.
And now he's like, ain't I seen you before?
So maybe he's talking, maybe he met a new lady friend.
That's what I'm thinking. That's
there's
why
a Jeremy,
think,
there's a new lady friend.
Yeah. That's why I think, get that body's rocking. I think he's maybe invited other ladies into his...
his circle of rocking.
Yeah, his rocking circle.
Yeah, okay. Ain't I seen you before? I think I remember those eyes. That right. means there's at least four women in the circle.
Right. Or
that's
she,
a clue. Hey, Jeremy, two words. Context clue.
Or she wears glasses.
She has bifocals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she could have glasses.
Eyes.
Four pairs of eyes are around him.
Okay.
Because, baby, tonight, the DJ got us falling in love again. So this DJ must be
spinning
something.
Yeah, baby, tonight.
Something.
Oh, repeat it here.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Because, baby, tonight, the DJ got us falling in love again.
Uh-huh.
And then he says it again. The DJ got us falling in love again. So this DJ must be spinning something.
Yeah.
Which is almost like hypnotizing these women that has them rocking side to side. Is that where we're at right now?
That's I'm getting it. But again, he says falling in love again.
So they, just like they were in the club before, maybe they were in love, weren't, and they came back to the club and fell in love?
Maybe when they went out to their errand, they broke up.
They had a fight.
Yes.
We've all had fights with girlfriends in a car, you know, and then they made up when they got back to the club because they walked in. I get it now. The DJ's music brought them back together, and they were like zombies when they were fighting, right? A zombie gone back to life, and now they're back to life because the DJ's music. It makes sense to me.
I guess so. Back in the club, I guess they could have been there like months ago. Like it doesn't have to be this.
Yeah, I'm assuming it was like one crazy day.
I like the idea of them running errands and breaking up and coming back, but probably not what he was going.
Okay, so then it continues. So dance like it's the last night of your life. They're definitely repeating key words there. The key words are dance, last, and life. So he's saying, like, it's the last night of your life. Do you think they're going to be in trouble? He knows something that they don't?
I think he's going to murder her.
Oh, no. So he wants them to dance and have a great time because it's going to be
over.
Yeah,
it's like, you better dance or else I'm going to stab you.
And he said, going to get you right. That
See?
Could mean going to
get you
wrong.
Right. I'm going to get you right.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm
going to
kill
you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the song's going downhill a little bit. But then again, he goes, because the DJ's got us fall in love again. So now it goes back to positive. Maybe the DJ's going to convince him not to kill the women?
I think...
The DJ's hoping to convince them not to murder the women.
Here's what I'm thinking, though. I'm thinking that he's tricking them. I think he's telling her the DJ's falling us in love again. Because look at the next line here. And if I may I read
Please,
that?
No, please.
Keep down in drinks like this. Well, what do you think's in those drinks?
Roofies. Oh, this is so obvious now.
Yeah.
This is like an exhibit. This is like a court case of one big exhibit.
Yeah. So dance like it's the last night of your life. Because
I'm going to roofie you.
I'm going to stab you.
And then I'm going to roofie you.
Keep drinking and
stab it. I'm going to stab your roofied body.
Exactly.
That's what he's saying. Okay. We got to keep going. So let's see. Going to burn this.
Not tomorrow.
This. Oh, no. Not tomorrow. Sorry, I missed the line. Not tomorrow. So he's not going to kill him tomorrow.
Just right now.
Now. There's six nows.
It's like a stabbing motion. Like,
not
no,
tomorrow.
No.
Right now. So now there's two more girls, Jeremy. I'm saying there's a girl for every now. We're up to six girls. He is roofing and about to kill. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
And in case you're just joining us, I know some people are asking. We got some people in the chat room. They're questioning what's going on right now. And
right.
We're doing a new segment that we call, what do we call this segment? Music Penetration with Jeff and Jeremy. We're doing the lyrics to Usher, DJ Got Us Fallen in Love.
Okay,
right,
so
right now,
next one.
Usher's in there and he's just stabbing some
girl. So far he's had some girls, they're in a fight, they came back to the club, the DJ had them moving, he decided to start roofing them, and he's preparing to kill them. And now here's where it turns weird. Like that was normal. Gonna burn this mother effer down. So now I guess he's fighting with the DJ.
Well, he's covering his tracks.
But now, is the DJ going to die too? Like, is everyone going to die in this?
I mean, probably from, like, smoke inhalation.
Yeah.
Like, maybe indirectly or, like, a stampede.
Hands up when the music drops. We both put our hands up. Put your hands on my body. Swear I've seen you before. Now, that's confusing to me. Now he's talking crazy.
Yeah, I'm lost again. But, you know, he's murdering someone, so.
And then he goes back to, I think I remember those eyes, 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 eyes. It's almost like it's a curse. He's, like, saying a curse over and over, like witchcraft.
Yeah, like he's trying to hypnotize her. Like that, who's that girl running for,
Oh, Christine O'Donnell.
Yeah, she was
a witch. Yeah. She was a witch.
Right.
So that's the gist of it. I mean, there's one more verse here. Should we try and figure this out? Wow, it's very confusing. And the cover of the music, Get Naked, Baby. So now he's like last resort.
Yeah, this is Pitbull singing now, I guess.
Pitbull's involved in this?
Yeah, I guess. I don't think it's a Pitbull. I think the guy's name is Pitbull.
Well, I think we figured it out a little
bit. Well, anyway, yeah. So that's Music Penetration with Jeff and Jeremy.
So when you're dancing to that song, I mean, this is actually a really sad tale.
Yeah, it is a sad song. I wouldn't want to dance
no.
after hearing this.
It doesn't really sound like a fun song to
me. If there's a song that you want us to analyze the lyrics for Music Penetration...
we'll do it again.
Just send an email to hatemail@radioshowonline.com and let us know.
This is just above Modern Marvels.
Step above. It's 8:06 Monday night. We're on episode. What episode are we on?
Episode nine.
You're listening to Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. Check out RadioShowOnline.com. You can jump in the chat room, chat with us live, friend us on Facebook, do all sorts of things like that. The chat room's sad. Okay. There's sad faces going all around. They're crying for us. You know, sometimes the chat room's for us, and sometimes the chat room's against
us. Most of the time it's against us.
Most of the time it's
against us. So the Google car.
Yeah, the Google car. So here's an interesting story. Google wants to expand their dominance. Right now, you know, 70% of all search traffic goes through Google.
Yes.
So people on Google, they, the Google car, I'm all distracted. So Google wants to control all aspects of our life. Right now, most of our search traffic goes through Google. Well, that's not enough for the greedy people at Google. They want to be able to control how we drive as well.
They want to control everything about us. It's kind of scary. It's kind of like when you talk about Bill Gates and Microsoft.
Yeah.
They're just going to take over the world.
Yeah. So Google has been developing these cars in California that can drive themselves like iRobot style.
Yeah.
Almost. So you're in the car, and the car is just the wheels turning by itself. So they have these cars that have lasers and cameras, and that can actually navigate themselves down the road because it knows where everyone is.
But see, now this bothers me. What if there's a sudden decrease and someone in front of them slams on the brakes?
Well, the car will know.
But it'll still, you're going to hit them then. You say slams on the brakes so hard, the car can't slam on the brakes fast enough. It's an immediate impact.
Well,
that'll happen.
I mean, but that would happen with a human.
But then how do you interact with them to exchange, like, insurance cards?
A little Google bot comes out and exchanges like, insurance
cards. Is there, like, a number on the window that says, if you get an accident with this car, call this number and we'll come out and meet you? I worry about the insurance.
Well, someone's in the car.
I saw these were unmanned. No, these were unmanned.
No. So the car's driving itself, but there has to be somebody sitting in the driver's
seat. We did see the unmanned ones, though, on the news.
None of them have had zero humans in them.
Okay, they've I thought someone had zero humans in them.
No, they've all had somebody sitting in the driver's seat, but they're just sitting there as if you're a passenger. You're not doing anything.
What about like in driving school with the passenger seat with the brake?
Right. There's like a big red button. So if suddenly you want to take over, you can hit the button and you can take over.
Okay.
But by itself, it can just kind of go. I think it's a good idea. And you know what? There's 36,000 people a year that die in auto accidents.
Wow.
And if all the cars were automated, this number would go down. But the problem is, as soon as there is one accident and somebody dies riding in one of these automated
cars, they're
going to
blame it on
things,
the cameras.
They're going to blame it on that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even if it slashes auto accidents down by 90%.
Yeah.
Because the cars don't fall asleep. There's not going to be any more drunk driving.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, if the Google car can react much quicker to somebody slamming on their brakes in front of you than you could.
Yeah.
The computer's much more quicker than you, Jeff.
Nah, I want to do that.
No, pretty close. I know, you know, but just a little bit faster. Yeah, yeah.
That's interesting. Well, I still am skeptical of technology, and I'm skeptical of this. But it is happening more and more, and it seems like it's the future.
Well, they have those cars already that can, can parallel park themselves.
Yeah.
So Ford has a car right now that you can buy, and you pull up next to a car, and you press a button, you say, okay, parallel park, and it will automatically parallel park you.
Yeah, and you know, the cars now, they have these cameras in the back, so when you are parallel parking, it'll give you a beep, you're getting too close, you're within 6 inches.
Yeah, they have one too, like Lexus has one, where if you put on, If you go to change lanes, if you go to change a lane and there's a car in your blind spot, like, it will alert you. It will beep as you try to change lanes, letting you know that there's someone in your blind spot. So they're just trying to get us used to, you know, a little bit by bit, having the cars take over more control. Although, you know what I notice they don't have as much anymore? For a while in the mid-90s, they had the seats that would automatically, like, buckle your shoulder harness.
Yeah, like Toyotas had those things that would slide into place when you close the door.
Yeah, I don't think they have those
anymore. No, there's got to be a reason for that. I don't know why.
Well, because I think that you had to still put on your lap belt for it to be effective. And at that point,
people assumed that would be enough.
It's kind of pointless. People assumed and they weren't buckling their lap belts.
Interesting.
All right. That's all we got to say about that.
Well, that's the Google car. That's interesting.
So also, scientists are saying that the San Andreas Fault in California, they're predicting an 8.1 earthquake is going to occur at some point along the West Coast, which could practically take California.
Well, they said that they think it's going to be sooner than they thought. So now they're saying that they feel like the timetable is sooner. It could happen at any moment. But they still can't predict a time frame, but just that it could be happening sooner than they originally thought.
Yeah, they don't know if it's going to even happen in our lifetime.
And that runs down. It's like, I think, like a 400-mile span, fault. So it's a huge section of California. It's always part of the deal living out there. It's kind of in the back of your minds.
I mean, winter's in Cleveland not looking so bad now.
Not so bad. No crevices will be opening up here anytime soon. Or crevasses, depending on where you're from.
I hope not. All right, so what do we got next, Jeff? We have emails.
We have emails and polls here. And a lot of this ties into some of what we talked about today, and some of it doesn't. in terms of bankruptcy, we have not addressed any bankruptcy stories today. But Toni Braxton filed for bankruptcy again. So this brings up a good poll question. How many times do you see celebrities and athletes declare bankruptcy? A lot.
MC Hammer?
A lot. Well, yes. Among hundreds and thousands of others. So do you feel bad for these...
hundreds of thousands?
Oh, thousands of celebrities and athletes have declared bankruptcy.
I don't think. I don't think there's thousands of celebrities.
We'll answer this next week.
Define celebrity.
So do you feel bad for it was a poll question, and I definitely don't, and the majority didn't. Do you feel bad for Toni Braxton filing for bankruptcy a second time?
You know, no, I don't feel bad. And I think that bankruptcy, it's all it means is, I mean, that you owe more than you have.
Yeah.
So you can make, you know, $20,000 a year, like you and I, and, you know, owe 30 and, you know, declare bankruptcy from that.
Well, sure. But the people that make these millions of dollars, they clearly have no discipline. So you think it's still an easy mistake to make? You just spend more than you make?
I don't feel bad for them, but I think that everyone needs, you know, money. Because you hear about, like, I mean, whether I know this is hard to believe, but some, like, rap stars or even, like, professional athletes, you know, aren't the best at managing money.
And their crews sometimes don't help either. The friends that tag along.
Yeah, they might have been raised poor, and suddenly you get a check for hundreds of thousands of dollars.
And you spend it.
Yeah. What do you think you're going to do?
Yeah.
And you think you're going to be you think if you're like a rap star or a professional athlete and you're making all this money, that you're always going to be making that money until you're 80 years old.
Yeah.
You know, that's not true. So people have to figure out how to save. But she's filed twice?
Twice. That's the part that's interesting. Twice. And I remember Patrick Ewing had a great line when the NBA...
Was that a poll? Was this a poll? Oh, who
feels bad for it? Yeah. How many? But yeah, Patrick Ewing, when the NBA was on strike in 98... He had the great line, we make a lot of money, but we spend a lot of money. When people should feel sorry for them and why he was hurting. So I think people have a hard time relating to that. But it is what it is. Like you said, you spend more than you make. No matter how much you make, it's a problem.
I mean, I guess it's all relative. I mean, I guess that there are people out there that would look at, like, if one of us went bankrupt and they would be like, oh, you have these homes, you have this car, and, you know, it's someone that's living in controlled housing and takes the bus. And they'd be like, oh, how could you, you know, go bankrupt when you're making so much more than me.
Right. All right, one more question here. It kind of relates to the social network. Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg. Hundreds of people were polled. Who would you rather be out of those three?
Oh, Steve Jobs.
Yeah, I knew you'd answer that right away. You're a Mac guy.
I am a Mac guy. Yeah, yeah.
And he is. I respect him, I think, out of all those guys. But what's interesting is, and I would do Steve Jobs. Actually, I might even do none of them. 42% said none of them.
Oh, well, that was... Only
5% said Zuckerberg. Which I thought was kind of interesting too. He's the most low-profile guy, Zuckerberg. This movie now brought him out a little bit.
Yeah.
But he's just the mask behind the, I guess, the screen. You know.
I He's the what?
The mask behind the curtain, I should say. So he's masked on two levels.
He's the Wizard of Oz.
He's the Wizard of Oz, yeah.
No, I think the movie has maybe given him a little bit of a bad rap.
Yeah. Well, also, he's not saying much, though, to defend himself. That's kind
of
his fault,
but I mean,
too.
I think the... I agree, but I think the overall feeling now is that he's kind of a jerk, and so when somebody asks, oh, who would you rather be, this billionaire, any of these billionaires, you know, do you want to be the jerky one?
Yeah, and Steve Jobs only 5% though, too, which is kind of surprising.
Yeah, that's surprising. You know, what was Bill Gates?
47.
So
he was the winner.
You know, I don't know. No comment. I don't want to bore my audience with
that. Okay.
He was a good businessman.
He was
a good businessman. I don't know if he was an innovator.
By the way, do you notice how BlackBerry now is just taking what? Speaking of how innovative Apple is and Jobs is, BlackBerry now is taking the Apple innovativeness and taking it over and basically cloning it for BlackBerry.
Yeah,
like with the iPad,
with their apps and stuff.
Yeah, well, even the iPad that came out, and BlackBerry's got a version of that. I mean, it's almost criminal the way that Apple's getting ripped off like that. I mean, it's amazing. They're just the pioneers.
Yeah, everyone sues everyone else in that space.
Yeah, too.
Like right now, there's a bunch of patent lawsuits going on that, oh, you took this, and Nokia's suing Apple, and Apple's suing this, and I don't know. It's a mess with the way that patent law is. I mean, you can come up with a patent and not even develop a product from it, and then somebody comes out with a product. And you can sue them because they took your idea. And it's, I don't know, it's silly. I think that the sue-happy nature of corporations having to do with patents right now, it's an outdated system, and something needs to change.
All right, so we'll go. We got a couple. We got 8:23. Was it the note on the?
We have to tune off at 8:23.
So we got a couple of questions now. We always answer relationship question because we feel like we are not expert in relationships. Would you say we are advanced?
I feel like I'm pretty good.
You're expert.
I mean, it's considering I'm in a relationship. I think I'm a little better than you.
Okay, I'll give you that.
As far as answering the relationship question.
So we'll let you answer this one then. That'll work out even better. This is one.
You can ask because maybe if you want to sneak your own in there and just ask. So let's say you're co-hosting a podcast and a listener starts emailing you on the side.
Okay, well, here's a question. It's like I couldn't transition that at all. Yeah. I just ignored it. Dear radio show with Jeff and Jeremy, I'm on a first date with this guy. His name is Chet. And when the bill came...
All right, dump him. Next question. First of all, don't date some guy named Chet.
When the check came, he offered to pay. When the check came to Chet, he offered to pay half. He said, "Hey, let me get half of this." That was like his nice gesture. What would you? Her question is this strange?
First date. Did he ask her out?
Yes.
Then yeah, he should pick up the whole
thing. I totally agree, but I feel like that does happen sometimes.
That they just, you know, volunteer to...
Yeah, that guy's getting a little cheap, or I don't know. It seems bizarre to me, but I think it happens more than you would think.
You know, I had a date once. This was like a second or third date. And the girl asked me out. It was a whole, what are you doing Friday, Saturday night, whatever. She asks me out. We went to like, I don't know, Cheesecake Factory, something like that. You know, some
that's probably an Applebee's.
This was...
I mean, Applebee's.
Yeah. So we go, and she asked me out, and the check comes, and it just kind of sat there on the table because here's my thought. The person asking the...
No, I disagree. Completely disagree.
So if a girl just asks you out and you say yes, she asks you out and you have to pay 100%?
I think you got to offer. I really do. You got to make that first move for the check as a gentleman.
Okay. Maybe the first move. Maybe.
No, okay.
But then shouldn't the girl do some kind of move?
I could see her offering, but I would say no, I will take this. Wouldn't you? You would, if she said no, please, Jeremy, I asked you, you would say okay, thanks, and you shove it back over to her?
Yeah. I mean, if she asked me,
would you even offer half at that point? Would you try and compromise? Again, it's cause she asked you.
Well, I think, but then it's weird.
Then it's like Dutch.
I think splitting it's weirder.
Dutch.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think the person that asks should be the one that pays.
Okay, we do disagree, but this is good radio, which is good radio. one more question, which I lost.
So what was my conclusion here?
Your conclusion was that the guy asked her out, he should pay.
Yeah, he should pay. And it is weird that he offered to go halvesies.
You know what? That's our last mailbag. How about that?
Well, We timed that one out poorly.
Once again, we did a great job with this.
All right. Well, this has been Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. It's 8:20 Monday. Yeah, so we don't know if we're going to be doing these Sunday mornings or Monday evenings.
Yeah. So far, based on the chat room, it's really a dead heat.
Between nothing and nothing. No opinion and no opinion.
We'll just keep trying different nights, Jeremy, until we get someone on there.
Yeah, but if you check out radioshowonline.com, we do a decent job of keeping you updated when it's going to be on. And if you're downloading the podcast, it really doesn't matter because you're not listening to it live anyway.
Yep.
So if you want to be a big jerky jerk and not listen to us live, then it doesn't matter.
You have to enjoy these shows. You don't know how long this is going to last. Yeah. This is all history in the making.
I know. So thank you, everyone. Thank you, chat room. RadioShowOnline.com or email us hatemail@RadioShowOnline.com. Until next week, this is Jeremy.
This is Jeff.
Thanks for listening.
See you next week.